Hello, everybody. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast. I have been looking forward to this one for a while. So I made a decision a while back that I wanted to do an episode kind of highlighting part of breaking barriers. And there's probably a lot of you wondering what in the world breaking barriers is. And that is exactly why I wanted to highlight it. Many of you don't know, because my fault, I rarely talk about it. I have a self-guided e-course available that is called Breaking Barriers that walks you through a process for doing just that, breaking through your barriers, especially for anybody who is an emotional eater. There's a real focus in breaking barriers on emotional eating. If that's not for you, that's cool. We've got plenty of other stuff. But today's message is inspired by one of the many modules inside Breaking Barriers on patience. Patience. I don't know if you can relate to this, but there have been many times in my life where I've taken a hiatus only because I got impatient, right? This happened to me countless times in weight loss, but it also happened to me when I was writing Chasing Cupcakes. It's happened to me in other areas of my life too. It's happened in work. It happened when I was getting out of debt as well, where I wanted results faster than they were coming. And so somehow I twisted the logic to be like, I just don't even care. I can't even deal. I'm not doing this right now, which is the exact opposite of what it takes. But I see a lot of people getting in this trap of impatience. Now, we could start and then end the episode in the next 30 seconds because there is a quote about patience that I think is among the most profound things I've ever heard. It comes from James Clear. You know, I'm a big fan. He wrote Atomic Habits, among other things. But are you ready for this? We could just begin and end right here. The most overlooked and underappreciated growth strategy is patience. The most overlooked and underappreciated growth strategy is patience. Guys, if we could just work to become more patient, we would have done the hardest part of achievement. Because it is impatience, getting frustrated, and letting that derail you that is what makes it take so long for so many people. Whether we're talking about getting out of debt, we're talking about building a business, we're talking about losing weight, it doesn't matter. The most overlooked and underappreciated growth strategy in the world is patience. It works, right? If we just decided, I'm not stopping, no matter what, no matter how hard it is, no matter how easy it is, no matter how long it takes, no matter how many ups and downs there are, I refuse to stop trying, we'd eliminate, I don't know, at least 50% of the stuff that messes us up. Because so many times we get in our head only because we are impatient. I want you to write that one down because if you can wake up every single day and decide, I will be patient with this process. I will be patient with myself. There is no rush. It's going to be easier. I had a call, by the time this airs, it'll be probably over a month ago, with my master's club. We do a webinar every month. And I was sharing, actually, you know what? I'm going to pull it up right now. I'm going to read it to you. So one of the people I follow on Instagram is the daughter of a friend of mine. And her name is Emma Gardner. She is 17 years old and she's a CrossFit athlete. And with COVID, she's a competitive CrossFit athlete, not just like a recreational CrossFit athlete like I am. With COVID, all of their competitions kind of got put on the back burner or canceled altogether. And for people where this is what they do, a lot of competitive athletes were finding it hard to stay motivated because they didn't have something to train for. They didn't have something on the calendar that would encourage them to push really hard, to push outside their comfort zone. So Emma, this sweet 17-year-old girl, it's hard to wrap my mind around like how much she has transformed through CrossFit in the past couple of years, but she made this post and I was talking to my master's club about it. She said, just training all the damn time. Training with no competition in sight was really hard for me at first. It was hard to make goals and hard to push when there was really, well, nothing in sight. But then it hit me. I realized that I have time. Time to get strong. Time to build up my endurance. Time to just get better. Extra time that had none of this ever happened, I wouldn't have had. And then she says, we all have a choice on how we want to spend our days, hours, minutes, and seconds. Pinpoint your problems and attack them and create a better version of yourself through them. Use the time wisely. And when I was talking to my master's club about it a month or so ago, I was like, it really inspired me because sometimes I'm rushing. Oftentimes I'm rushing to the next thing, like in the last few months and carrying extra weight since my pregnancy while not having fat loss being a priority because unfortunately our daughter died. I've had so many thoughts of like, I should be further along. And it happens too in business. Like, oh, we should have done this already. And I should be further along in my book and whatnot. But then when I have the perspective that I have time, that is patience. And that is the most overlooked and underappreciated growth strategy there is, patience. There is no rush for me to lose this baby weight. I don't have to wish it away. I don't have to hate every second. There is no rush for me to finish my next book. There is no rush for me to finish renovating my house. The most overlooked and underappreciated growth strategy that exists in the world is patience. And we have in Breaking Barriers an entire module on patience. And I wanted to kind of take you inside it for a second, not literally, but I pulled up a transcript of it and wanted to share some of the ideas. And I liken it to, imagine this. You hire somebody on your team at work, new hire, new role, and they come in and they seem really, really excited. And they say, hey, what do you think are the chances that I could get a promotion here? And you're like, I mean, hey, if you do a good job, you can totally get a promotion. And then they say, well, I mean, like, how soon? You know, when do you think I could have that promotion? I don't know. No way to tell. And you're pretty tolerant of the questions at first because, you know, this person's new and it's great that they're ambitious. And then they say, hey, but okay, let's just say I get that promotion. How much would I be making? And then you start to get annoyed. Like, hello, day one. How about we learn this job? How about we nail this? How about you focus on how you can be good at what you were hired to do before you're trying to figure out how much you would be making when you get promoted? It wouldn't take long for you to be like, what's wrong with you? And yet, that is how so many of us approach change in our own lives. I talk to people like, day one, week one of the 12 weeks to transformation, and they're asking me, how long do you think it's going to take me to lose 25 pounds? Or I'm a little bit worried about what happens when this ends. What do you think I'm going to need to do in order to stay focused and stay whatever at week 13? And I'm like, it's week one. Or even if they ask that in week six, we're not at week 13 yet. Sometimes if we put somebody else in the scenario, doing and saying and thinking the way that we are, it's easier to realize how flawed the logic is. All you have to focus on is what you can do today. All you have to focus on is what you can do today. Somebody emailed me just yesterday and they said, I get so distracted because I'm like, well, maybe I should try this and maybe I should try this. And I wonder if I should start with this. No, I should probably start with this. Is it better to do it like this? Is it better to do it like that? And sometimes that's just a convenient way to distract ourselves or to let ourselves off the hook. We don't have to take action if we just tell ourselves we're planning and trying to figure it out. But action is available to all of us. And what lies beneath that frenetic energy of what happens next and why isn't it happening sooner and where am I going to be in 8 weeks and all of that is impatience. Patience is not fixed. I talk to people every day who say, I know, I'm super impatient. I've always been that way. Patience is something that you can grow and develop. You can become more patient. And I'm telling you right now that whether your goal is related to your finances or it's related to business or it's related to your health or your fitness, the best thing you can work to develop is your own patience. It is your own patience. And maybe you're like, okay, today I'm going to be patient. But then you notice that next week you're thinking, gosh, what about, you know, come December 1st, where am I going to be? Or what's going to happen after we move here? And you're just too far ahead because you are impatient. Just like if you had this employee that kept coming to you, brand new teammate, hey, I know we talked about it last week, but what are you thinking on the promotion? What do you think the time frame is for that? How much do you think I'll be making? You would literally get to the point where you say, I don't want to hear about it again. I just want you to come in here every day and do your best. That's it. If you do that, if you come in here every day and you do your best, that is going to take care of itself. And I want to say the same thing to you. It will take care of itself if you just show up to do your best. A lot of people are letting themselves off the hook because they say, well, I don't know if I should do this, or I don't know if I should do that, or, you know, my schedule's wonky. We all have the ability today and every day, we all have the ability to make the choice that is an improvement from yesterday. It can be as simple, you know, when we're talking about whether it's health or fitness. What does it look like to take great care of myself today? You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to have everything figured out. You can answer that question. You can execute on the answer. If no matter what your goal is, right, if you're focused on how fast it's going to happen and then what and then what and then what, 12 steps ahead, what you're doing is you're wasting your energy that could be applied to the very thing we were just mentioning today, what you need to do today, what you can do today, what it's going to take today. Impatience is destructive and it's distracting. And it becomes a story that you use to let yourself off the hook. Patience can be built. It can be developed. And I want you to start by just giving your energy to what you need to do today. That's it. I'm in this for the long haul. I'm not giving up. I've shared this before, but one of the things that inspires me with regards to patience is something that I learned from Beck Sadick. Beck Sadick is one of the women who works with me. We're on the same team in our network marketing company. And she is now making, I don't know, easily more than $20,000 a month. And people are always wanting to know, what do you do, Beck? How do you make it work? How do you make it grow? And she says, you got to realize I've been in this industry for 10 years. I've been in this industry for 10 years. And it didn't work at the start and it was slow, but I just decided that I would never give up. And I wouldn't be here today if I had given up. I want you to keep in mind, I want you to just embrace its fact, actually. It's going to take longer than you want it to. There are going to be days where you will want to quit. You will get frustrated. You will get discouraged. So if you have in your mind that quitting is an option, then you're setting yourself up for it to definitely take even longer. But if you decide, you know what? Okay, fine. It'll take longer than I think. Okay, fine. There are going to be days where I don't want to do it. But you know what? No matter how many bad days I have, no matter how many setbacks I run into, quitting is not on the option list. It's just not. I refuse. Then you know that you'll eventually get there. You'll eventually get there. If you just keep trying, if you show up every single day and it doesn't matter what happened yesterday and it doesn't matter what happened last week and it doesn't matter what you're afraid of, you just have to decide that you're never going to quit. And that is going to require patience. It is going to require patience. Whether it takes you 2 years or it takes you 10 years, you cannot and will not get there. It's for sure out of the question if you entertain the notion of quitting. You've got to stay focused on what you need to do to develop the skill, to develop the pattern, to develop the behavior that will carry you there. And understand that all of the drama around frustration and all of the consideration in quitting, every ounce of it is giving you less energy to take the action needed for results, right? That is energy you could use that would make success faster and easier. Decide that you will never quit. You know, one of the reasons, somebody emailed me not long ago and they said, this is my last ditch effort. They were referring to weight loss and they were referring to the 12 weeks to transformation. And they said, this is my last attempt. This is my last try. And I was like, well, look, whether you work with me or you don't work with me is kind of off the table right now. That's aside from the main point, which is really Really? You've got 12 more weeks and then you're done for life? That concerns me. Now, here's how it helped me when it came to weight loss. I would get very, very frustrated that I was doing so well, and yet it doesn't seem like I'm getting results, or I've been trying so hard and it's going so slow. When you're doing it for a very specific thing, like I'm doing this to lose weight, therefore if I don't lose weight at the pace that I've decided is acceptable, then I'm done. But here's what I shifted to. I'm just here to take great care of myself for the rest of my life. That is not contingent on any kind of body composition. That is not contingent on the size of my jeans. It doesn't stop when there's a certain number inside my pants, right? It doesn't stop if I give up on weight loss. For the rest of my life, for the rest of my life, I will care about and invest in my health. That is who and how I choose to be for the rest of my life. So if weight loss comes, great. If weight loss is slow, great. It doesn't really matter. If I reach a weight where I don't desire any further weight loss, great. It's really not about that. I will take care of my physical body and invest in my health for the rest of my life. I will always come back to that. If I have a day of pizza and ice cream, I will come back to that. If I have a month of missing the gym, I'm still coming back to that because I'm in this for life. I don't like the alternative. What does life look like if I just decide I don't care about my health and my body? That terrifies me, actually. That is not a life I want to live. So whatever it is for you, like money, if you see it as, well, I'm in it to get out of debt and something else just came up and another bill just came in and now here we go, or I lost my job, another setback, it's going to take 10 times longer. If you are only being a good steward of your finances for getting out of debt, then if you feel like something threw you off course or slowed you down, well, why bother? But if you decide, you know what, I'm going to be a financially responsible person for the rest of my life, then it really is no longer about how quickly or slowly you pay off your debt. It is about a way you decided to live forever no matter what. And sometimes there are great results and sometimes there are not, but you're going to continue to engage in it. Sometimes you're doing the work and sometimes you're not, but you will always come back to it because it's the true goal. It's what you decided. And a lot of the reason people struggle is because they're only in it for this outcome. They're only in it to save $1,000. They're only in it to get out of debt. They're only in it to lose 50 pounds. Well, then what happens, right? You lose the weight, you pay off the debt. Now you're there, you don't have a commitment to that lifestyle, no surprise that you've put the weight back on. No surprise that you're back in debt. So look at what you're committed to for the rest of your life. Who and how do you want to be for you? Create a lifestyle of it. And it doesn't have to suck. It shouldn't suck. If it sucks, you're doing it wrong. So whether that is the way you're eating for health for life, it shouldn't suck. Or it's the way you're budgeting for the sake of being a good steward of your finances, it shouldn't suck. There's joy in the journey. There needs to be joy in the journey. And if you're not enjoying the process, change the process because you definitely won't stick with it for life if it's not something that really works for you, if it's not something that you enjoy. Check yourself when you're feeling frustrated. Am I being patient? What would it look like to truly have patience in this situation? What would that look like? How would that change my perspective? If I was really patient with this process, if I was the kind of person who was just in it no matter what, no matter the outcome, committed to it for life, what would that look like? Start to audit your thoughts. Start to audit your rationalizations and really look for how patient are you and where can you improve that patience? We've got work to do here, guys. I want to just remind you of that James Clear quote from the top of the show. The most overlooked and underappreciated growth strategy is patience. And so many people are looking for the thing. What is the key to consistency? What is the key to results? How do I get out of my own way? I'm telling you right now, patience. There you go. There is an answer for you that you can act on today, that you can begin to build today. Patience. Think back to that person. If you brought them on your team and they were like, hey, I know I've only been here like a week, but you mentioned that there was possibility for promotion here. Can we have that conversation? You'd be like, no, we can't. Do the work. And I want to say that to you. Do the work. Stop worrying about what comes next and how quickly and what it's going to look like. You'll be amazed at how much easier action feels, because sometimes I'll be the first one to say it doesn't feel easy. But when you are no longer being dramatic, being impatient, being frustrated, all of those things, I'm telling you right now, the action part, the doing part, the stuff that moves the needle is going to feel a lot easier because you're going to have a lot more energy. So this is a piece of the lesson in breaking barriers that's on patience, right? I probably touched on, 3% of it. But I want to let you guys know that that is there for you, especially if you were thinking about the 12 weeks, but you couldn't swing it financially. Know that breaking barriers is a fraction of that. Breaking barriers is only $197, and you can go through it at your own pace. There are some worksheets for you in there. And if you have questions about it, just email the team. You can email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. If you're curious about breaking barriers, you can learn more about it on primalpotential.com. But just know that that is available to you, especially if you struggle with your emotional relationship with food, emotional eating, that kind of stuff. It's a great one for you. But write this down. The most overlooked and underappreciated growth strategy is patience.